Hey, Rock Movers. I cannot wait to introduce you to season 4's guest. Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Rock Movers, where today you get to meet someone that I believe is truly one of my greatest inspirations. She has taught me so much about how to be a better version of me in a very short time of knowing her. And I can't wait to share this episode with you. I admire and respect Amber Lee Lago so much. This woman is a best-selling author. She's a peak performance coach, a TEDx speaker, and a podcaster in the field of resilience and transformation. She's written a best-selling book, True Grit and Grace, and she's the founder of an Unstoppable Life Mastermind, and she hosts a summit each year, which I just recently attended, and I have to tell you, it was one of the most amazing experiences. Amberlee's also going to be coming and speaking at my event in June, where I'm the Texas Businesswoman President. And she's going to be speaking on the 7th. You'll get to meet her face-to-face if you're able to join us. You can find out more about that in the show notes. There'll be a link to that at tbwconnect.com. But I can't wait for you to listen to Amberlee and I's conversation about resilience, grit, grace, and how to truly make an impact in a way that changes the world. So let's jump right into the conversation with my sister, my friend, and the amazing Amber Lee Lago. Okay, we are already getting off to a great start. We're so glad that you're with us, Rock Movers. You heard how amazing my sister, Amber Lee Lago, is. Amber Lee, thank you. I can't thank you enough for being here, and I'm really looking forward to our conversation today.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on, Karen. You're amazing. I love seeing you. I love when we got to meet, and then I just got to see you again in person, and I know I'm going to get to see you again in person at your event. So I'm super excited and just excited to really share some value with all your amazing listeners.
Well, I'm so excited. This year is like, I can't get enough of Amber Lee, but I'm definitely getting more than I usually have. So I'm blessed by that. But so we're talking about the TBW conference that's coming up. Amber Lee's going to be one of our guest speakers and our keynote to kick off the event. And I really, really, really am just, every time I talk about it, I just tear up because I'm so excited. I'm so, so, so overwhelmed with gratitude for the women that are stepping into this room, because our event is all about legends and legacies, and the legacies of the women that are in this room and that will come out of this room for conference are just, it's overwhelming to see the ripples already happening. The conversation's already taken place. So thank you for being a part of that. And today, I really want my audience, my Rock Moving community, who, let's assume they don't know you yet, I really want them to get to see your heart out of today's conversation, because I knew your story before we met a little bit, because we met at Success North Dallas, so another networking event. And I knew you were coming with our guest speaker that time. You're coming as a guest. And
Dan was there?
Yes, when Dan Clark came and
spoke. Oh, that's right, Dan. I love Dan. And so, yeah, that's when my friend Dan was saying, hey, I'm going to be in Dallas. Can you be there for me? And I was like, yeah, I'll be there. I'll take pictures of you. I love supporting other people, especially fellow speakers, when you can, like, get some behind the scenes shots. And that was the first time I ever went to Success North Dallas. Yes. And I ended up joining
Success. Yeah. And then you came back and spoke.
And then I was invited back to speak. And I was like, oh, wow, cool. And I was on the road traveling so much that I was like, oh my gosh, I'm speaking tomorrow morning at 7:30 at Success North Dallas. What am I speaking about? Like, that's how it was.
Yeah. And this is the kind of professional that she is. She showed up and nobody knew that she had that freak out moment, right? That's how prepared she is. That's also how genuine her story is, because she can pick it up and share it with a moment's notice, because this is, it's not something canned. It's not something that she has to practice and plan for. It's literally her story. And I would love for you to share that, just a brief story, part of your story, if you will, with our listeners today, because I feel like that seeing you, it's like, oh, wow, she's got this obviously great story. She has this beautiful book, but hearing you speak about it and really getting to see who you are at the heart, it just, like, I had this immense respect for you already because of what you proved you were able to do, but to hear you speak about it was like, I am so blown away by this woman. And I literally have zero excuses to not accomplish anything that I set out myself to do.
Well, thank you. You know, my life was completely different. I can't believe that it's already like, almost, well, 14 years ago that my life completely changed. I had a very successful career in the fitness industry. And so I was a personal trainer, but I also had a company that I taught other trainers how to run their business as a trainer on the back end, on the front end, to get more clients, and helped other people who wanted to be trainers get certified to become trainers. And so I loved it. It was my passion. I was doing fitness videos. I was sponsored by Nike. I was doing infomercials. It was crazy, Karen. So you would go into any Walgreens or Rite Aid and look, and the vitamins, I was on the label of vitamin bottles.
It was a big deal.
It was wild. It was wild, but that was my passion. I loved it. And I thought, well, that's where I'm going. And it was starting to take off, and everything changed really in the blink of an eye when I was coming home from work and got hit by an SUV. I was coming home on my Harley, you know, just cruising down Ventura Boulevard, and got T-boned by an SUV and slid across the asphalt. When I finally came to I was thrown 30 feet, was sliding across the asphalt. And when I finally came to a stop, I remember looking down at my leg, which was completely crumbled. Blood was everywhere, and thinking, wow, this can't be good. Like, I might have to train clients on crutches for a while, not knowing that, no, I'm literally dying right here on the road. My femoral artery was severed. Luckily, I had a guardian angel. I swear, this guy came over, a bystander came over right away, took his belt off, made a tourniquet around my leg, and he saved my life, because you can bleed out pretty quickly when your femoral artery is severed. And was rushed to the hospital. And the last thing I remember was this nurse leaning over me. Her name's Shaniqua. And she said, I'm going to give you something to make you feel all better. And that was the first, like, comforting moment that I had before I was put in induced coma. And when I woke up out of a coma over a week later, I learned that the first thing they said was, I'm so sorry. Your leg is like a war wound. There's nothing we can do for you. We're going to have to amputate. You have a 1% chance of saving your leg. And all I heard in that moment was 1% chance. Like, there was still a chance. And I was like, well, then I want to find a doctor who's willing to save my leg. And so my husband signed papers to, like, cease the orders of the surgeon that was there at the hospital. And we found, let me tell you, it, talk about grit and grace. It took a lot of grit. And by the grace of God, we got transferred to another hospital. I got transferred to Cedars, and it took 34 surgeries, months in the hospital, and thousands of hours of excruciating physical therapy, and they were able to save my leg. And so, you know, a lot of people might be going, well, I can't relate to that. I've never been hit by an SUV. And I pray to God that no one ever has to go through that, that no one ever has to find themselves waking up from a coma. I really don't recommend it. But I think we've all been hit by something, especially in the last few years, whether it's our health, our business, our relationships, our finances. And what I've discovered and what this has taught me that there are absolutely ways to be resilient. There are ways to get through challenges. There are ways to build upon the joy, even though we're experiencing pain. There are ways that we can climb up out of depression. We can turn shame into grace. We can turn acceptance into like just moving forward and resilience. And so that's what I've learned. And that's what I continue to learn because I still have pain. I mean, before we started recording, you're like, what is your biggest kind of rock that you have to move? And a lot of people think that maybe that rock was my motorcycle accident. It wasn't. That was easy compared to the pain that I live with every single day as a result of the diagnosis of a nerve disease called complex regional pain syndrome that I was diagnosed with. And so that is the hardest thing that I struggle through. And I think that God doesn't waste pain. And I continue to learn these lessons through pain. But even like yesterday, I was at the studio all day and I love it. It's my passion. And I recorded, you know, three episodes for the Amberly Lago Show back to back. And I had people flying from Maine and Houston and California to come be on the show. But afterwards, I couldn't get off the sofa. I was, to be completely transparent with you, I was down. I was like, it's hard. It takes a lot of energy to exert when you're constantly in pain and trying to juggle being an entrepreneur. And so I've found that, yes, there it takes a lot of grit, but we also have to learn to give ourselves a lot of grace along the way.
You know, I think that has been one of the things that I've learned probably the most from you in watching all of this. I mean, there's so many things I could list that I love about you, that I adore and that I respect. But your resilience through all of this and hearing your story that you shared with me about where you were, I think you shared it at the conference, your Unstoppable conference, which, by the way, was fantastic.
Thank you for being there. That was magical.
Oh my gosh, it was so magical. I fell in love with every woman in that room. You have attracted a tribe of women that love you as big as you love them. And that's so beautiful to see. But then they extend it out to the people that you love, right? It just keeps going. So, but you shared about the pain that you had and not being able to walk before you went on Ed Milet's show. Mm-hmm. But you did it. And then all of these other things that have happened that have been these huge.
Oh, I was like, if I have to crawl, I don't care. I am going to make it to that show. Like, if I give my word to someone, I'm there. I'm going to show up. Like, I think that is very, very important to me. Like, I think, I don't know, maybe it was the way I was raised. Maybe it was growing up in Texas and having my grandfather as a role model, but it was like, you're as good as your word. And when you tell somebody you're going to do something, you do it no matter what. And so when I give somebody my word that I'm going to do something, then I follow through because I'm huge on integrity is everything.
Absolutely. But you also shared that you didn't want to just wheel in there. You wanted to walk in there.
Yeah. And look, nothing wrong with being in a wheelchair. My little brother's been in a wheelchair his whole life. So nothing wrong with being in a wheelchair. I know it helps people get around, but that was just not the vision that I had for myself. And I was like, I want to be able to walk. And it's very, it's emotional when, it's an emotional roller coaster when one minute you're able to work out and you're at the gym, and the next minute you can't even walk again. And I had to use every single tool in my toolkit to get my mindset right, to stay positive and keep moving forward. And I think our mindset has so much to do with it because I remember going, wow, I'd just come back from a medical treatment in Costa Rica that went terribly wrong and couldn't walk, and got home and I had like 5 days before I was flying out to go to Florida to go be on Ed's show. And I was like, I can't believe this. I've been wanting to be on his show for so long. And now how am I going to, you know, it's hard getting through an airport when you're in a wheelchair and you have luggage. And how I shifted my mindset was, even, I guess I must have looked pretty bad, because I come barely walking into the airport and the lady behind the, you know, the kiosk at the airport was like, stay here. Wait, I'm going to get you a wheelchair right now. And I was like, I didn't even ask for one. She was just like, you need a wheelchair. Like, you're good. And then I was like in tears because I felt so defeated. I felt so like, here I traveled all the way out of the country to get treatment, that I was hoping that this was the time that I'm going to feel better, that there's going to be some sort of pain relief, that I'm going to be able to feel superhuman. You know, like that was my goal. I want to feel superhuman leaving here. And I can't even walk. And in the wheelchair rolling, I was crying. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, Amberly, you are so lucky. You're in a foreign country. You don't even speak the language. And this nice man is actually rolling you in your wheelchair to the gate because you can't walk. And even though you don't speak the same language, you're able to communicate in a way where you can show your gratitude towards him for doing this for you. And everything started to shift. And I was like, yeah, I am so grateful that even though I'm in a foreign country, this nice lady behind the kiosk can tell that I needed help. And this young man pushing me in the wheelchair all the way through, you know, the ticket line, like going through customs, everything. He was like helping me. And I was like, I am so grateful. And then my tears turned into like tears of gratitude. Like, wow, I am so lucky to have people that are helped. Like, humans are amazing. Like, the human spirit is powerful beyond measure. But it starts, I think, so much with our mindset, calling on our higher power, which to me, that's God, and then being open to accepting help from others. And believe me, at this time, I needed help more than ever. And so I still, Karen, I haven't told anybody this, like the only person that knows this, I think I told my husband maybe, but my event planner knew. At the event, I don't know if you could tell, but I was in so much pain that I actually, in between, because I emceed our whole event, in between, the pain was so bad sometimes it makes me physically sick. Like I have to throw up. The pain is so bad. I went to the bathroom and was throwing up. And then like, okay, I got to get it together. I got to be back out there on stage.
Girl, no. Number one, I could not tell, but I did notice she was really, I notice energy, right? And I notice people who were caring for you were worried about you. So I kept checking in on her to see how you were.
And I kept telling her, Melissa, her name's Melissa. I love her. She's like, I was like, Melissa, this is that I'm used to this. I've been diagnosed with this disease a long time. I was like, the show must go on. I said, do not be going around telling people I'm sick.
I said, she didn't say a word.
I was like, I know what this is. I'm going to get through this. Like, the show must go on. Like,
yeah, no, she didn't say a word. But if you're a caregiver, or you know, any kind of backstory, and I read people's faces, I know people's emotions, and wasn't
very kind. Like, you're very empathetic and very compassionate and just very caring. I think that's one of the reasons that you and I connected so deeply is because of the person that you are.
Thank you. I see you, how you care, and I recognize that. You know, I think our vibe attracts our tribe, as they say, but yeah, I see that in you too, and just how you love so big and how you loved at that event. And yeah, I could, I mean, and I knew your story, and you had shared some things very vulnerably from the stage, but just watching her, I was like, okay,
she was the gatekeeper. And let me tell
you, she was a mama hen. She did such a good job. She was
amazing. I've never had anybody like help me like that ever. I've done so many events. I've never had anyone who was like, okay.
I didn't realize that was the first time y'all had worked together, because there she was very much your, yeah, the gatekeeper, the protector, the
Oh yeah. She was like, no, you're not going to lunch. You're going up to the hotel room and you're going to lay down for a minute. And that's what saved me, because I was able to lay down for a little bit upstairs. She brought me a plate of food and then I was good to go. I knew, you know, we got to listen to our body, and my body was screaming at me, you got to slow down. You got to get off your feet. But I was like, there's no time to slow down. This is unstoppable, and I got to keep going for now. But then when I did have a chance, I did lay down, and that's what really saved me.
Yeah. Well, it was an amazing event. I know no one in the room knew, but I did pick it up. But anyway, I respect so much how you manage that, because I know so many people, and I too struggle with these emotional swells where you get so excited about something and then have the legs cut out from under you and you're just devastated or frustrated or hurt. Because I do love big and feel big, I hurt big.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of that wave,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I would love for you to share, for me and for those that are listening that feel that big, how do you manage that? Because it's one thing to manage your mind, but to manage the emotional side of it, to just give you that resilience, what has been your best other than your faith? I know that that's huge for you.
That's huge for me. The faith is a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. It really is. And in fact, I'm speaking at an event tomorrow, and they want me to I usually speak on grit and resilience, and they want me to speak on like spirituality. And I'm like, oh, wow, I've never done a talk on spirituality. And I was telling somebody, oh, I've never done a talk on spirituality. And they're like, well, but that's who you are. You are so grounded in your faith and your spirituality. And I mean, I even have note cards on my desk. Like, here's one that says, you know, I anchor myself to God, and God doesn't waste pain. And I have these little notes to remind myself. I even have a frog. Let me show you this. I have a little frog. My daughter made this ceramic frog.
She made that?
She made it. Yeah. I've got a full collection of ceramic things that my youngest daughter has made for me, but she made me this frog, and I have it on my desk because frog reminds me fully rely on God. And I think it's really important to get grounded every day and even throughout the day, because things can get crazy. Things can be, you know, overwhelming. I mean, look, I can get like, I've had panic attacks before. I didn't know what that was until I was on an interview with, I was interviewing Bedros Koulian for my show. And he was talking about this time he had a panic attack. And as he's describing what it was, I was like, oh, that's what that was. That's, oh, wow. I've had that too. You know what I mean? I had no idea. And so what I do now is I have a daily practice of every morning. It doesn't matter what time I wake up. So I've been waking up super early because I meet with my developmental editor at 6 o'clock in the morning, because I have a new book coming out next year, next March. And so the only time I have to meet with her is 6 a.m. And so it doesn't matter if I wake up and have to be on Zoom at 6, then maybe that means I need to get up at 4:30 so I can start my day and have time to myself and write my journal. It doesn't have to be a fancy journal. Here's the journal I have right here. I've got so many journals, but like, and it doesn't have to be like, this is like chicken scratch. And sometimes other people can't even read it. It doesn't matter. There's something magical that happens when you get your thoughts and you do pen to paper and you pour that out. So for me, it's more memorable. It's grounding, but I do my gratitude list. I have a gratitude practice. I have a group of girls. We call ourselves the God Squad, and we send each other our gratitude practice every day. And I say a prayer. I look at what my day is going to be like and set my intention for the day. And look, everybody's morning ritual or what you do in the morning to stay grounded is different for everybody. You know, I can't say this is what you need to do, but like, you have to figure out what works for you. I also move my body. Like I'm in my workout clothes right now. I remember I used to get ready for podcast interviews and I always felt like, oh, I got to be in a nice shirt and hair's all done. And now I'm like, no, I need to work out and I got to get my workout in. So even if I have to show up and be on this podcast interview in my workout clothes, I know that I've moved my body, which moves your mood. And I've had so many people go, well, I'm in too much pain, or I've had people say, oh, well, I can't walk, or I'm in a wheelchair. I'm like, look, I was bedridden. I was stuck in a hospital bed and I had a pull-up bar installed over my hospital bed. I had little 5-pound dumbbells in the hospital bed. So whatever you can do that's going to move your body, because that releases endorphins, mm-hmm. and it makes you feel good. It's like an all natural antidepressant. And I always say too, like, energy is everything, and everything is energy. Like, what can you do to increase your energy? And that's like the people that you hang around. Like, who can you be around? Like, get in the room, go to Karen's event. When you get to these events with like the type of women or people that Karen has attracted to this event, and I know you're almost sold out, so I don't even know if you even have any tickets available. But when you get in the room with people like that who are like-minded and supportive and passionate and loving, it's like, oh my goodness, the energy, the motivation, the inspiration that you get from that, not just the tools that you'll gain from being there to learn, but just being in that frequency, in that energy, is just uplifting.
It changes everything. The magic happens
in the room.
In the room where the energy is. So whether that energy happens in your intentional time or in your small circles or when you step into big spaces like your event and this event coming up on June 7th and 8th, I wholeheartedly agree. And, you know, we do these New Year's resolutions. And this year I was like, I'm not doing a resolution. I'm doing New Year's intentions. I'm setting how I want to intentionally live my year. And what I did was I said, I'm going to intentionally step into uncomfortable spaces. I'm intentionally going to show up and be really, really valuable with the places I go and intentionally say no to some places that I need to say no to that no longer serve or I can't serve them well. And I'm going to be around women who feed my soul, trigger me to be better, who won't let me stay small.
Yeah.
I'm going to intentionally lead. And so those were my intentions for this year. And it just, when you set those kinds of intentions and you're intentional about it, it's like the universe, God goes, okay, thank you. I've been waiting to connect you with this woman and this woman and this woman. And that's really what's happened this year, is I just see these women coming into my life and just pouring into me with just so much love, and I'm so grateful. You are one of those women, and you pour into me with your podcast. You pour into me with the little text messages you send me, and just the love and grace that you show others. It has just been so amazing and so affirming that I can do hard things because I look at you doing them all the time, every day. And you're just such a great reminder of that. And to do it with such grace and grit and resilience. So thank you for that.
Thank you. And you know what? I'm sure my husband, if he heard that, he would disagree. He'd be like, with grace, she's the clumsiest person. She falls down.
We're not talking about that kind of grace, but you are grace. Last night you dancing on that stage.
You'd just be like, oh my gosh. You know, you should see her. Oh, she's a klutz.
Well, I don't know about all that, but you are filled with grace, madam.
Well, thank you.
But thank you for saying that about being in the rooms, because that is just so true. So if you could share one thing to leave with our listeners to help them have the courage to step out with grace, to have the courage to step into the rooms. And a lot of the people that follow me are women who we've been having that conversation about worthiness. So they don't see themselves as worthy. They don't see themselves as good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, capable enough to step into spaces. And I get that. It was very intimidating, even just to reach out to you, because I'm like, oh my gosh, she's Amberlee Lago. Like, why would she ever give me the time of day, right? Like, we have those thoughts. We know that none of that's true. We're all just
humans
in our heads. And yes, we are all humans, but in our heads, we are sometimes our own worst critic. But we have those thoughts. They're real. They're genuine in the moment, right? We've made them true. They're not truth, but we've made them to be true for us.
You know, I say make your why bigger than your fear. And it's not all about you. It's about the mission. It's about the people that you serve. And every single time, and you bringing up like how you said, you were, you know, to reach out to me. Oh my gosh, it's Amberlee Lago. First of all, I kind of chuckled at that. I'm like, girl, it's just me. it's me. Look at me. It's me. But I remember when I had just shared the stage and met Trent Shelton for the first time. I don't know if you know who Trent Shelton is, but
yes, yeah,
he's amazing. He's an amazing human.
Love Trent Shelton. We were just at a mastermind event in Nashville together.
Oh, really?
Yes, from the Unleash You Now mastermind with Michael Faber.
Okay, yeah.
So Trent was one of the speakers, and I was on a panel.
Okay, I love Trent. He's a good man. And after this one event,
and another Texan. He is also in Texas with us.
Yeah. Actually, he is said yes to speaking at the next Unstoppable Success Summit.
Absolutely. So excited.
So excited about
the best people at your events. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm so excited. But when I first met him, somebody had reached out to me with a business opportunity, and they said, oh, well, this is what Trent did, and this is why he is where he is today, and blah, blah, blah. And so I called Trent, and I was like, hey, Trent, I'm making a business decision. Did this really help you? And my husband was like, oh, my God, you called Trent? Do you know who he is? He's a former NFL player. Like, do you know who he is? And I was like, well, yeah, but I need help. Like, I need to know the answer. And so I could have easily gotten in fear or been intimidated, but I was like, my why was bigger than my fear. And you know what? He called me back and he saved me $25,000 on this business thing that I would have done. And I always remind him of how grateful I am that he saved me $25,000. And you know, the first time I ever spoke on a big stage, I was not scared to ask to go speak on that stage. I was like, how can I go be there and be of service to your event? I will sweep the floor. I'll count tickets. And oh, by the way, I'm a speaker. I can speak if you need somebody to cover. Like, I was not afraid. When I wrote my book, and I'm sharing this because anybody who has a book idea or they're like, I've got a book inside me, this is your time to write the book. Because look, when I wrote my book, I did not even own a computer. I hand wrote 90% of my book in a notepad and then bought a computer and had to learn how, I'm still learning how to use a computer, by the way, but had to learn how to type it all up. I didn't know how to do any of that. I spent my whole life on the dance floor being a professional dancer and then on the gym floor being, you know, a fitness trainer and in the fitness industry. So I wrote this book, typed it up, got a publisher. I was on the Today Show the day my book launched, interviewing with Megyn Kelly, and my book became a bestseller in between. I was in between my two favorite authors, Brené Brown and Dr. Wayne Dyer. And I only share that because if a girl like me with no college education, didn't even own a computer, everybody told me, you need to just stick to the fitness. You know, there's no way you can write a book. You don't know the first thing about writing a book. I did it. Who's to say that you can't? So I feel like I am proof to others that, you know what, when it looks impossible, when it looks like, oh, or you've got your own self or other people telling you can't, you can. Just think of your why and that'll get you through any kind of how.
I love that. See, yeah, obviously everybody that's listening to this is going, obviously this is why she's on the show. I needed to hear that right now. I needed that reminder and that encouragement. So thank you for always just keeping it so real and for being just so genuine and so you. I love you. I adore you. I have learned so much about myself and how to be a better version of me because of you. Also how to hold a better event. I took notes, your entire event.
Oh,
I was like,
thank you.
That's a good idea. Oh, that's a good idea. So I was like taking notes from the speakers and then watching your event planner and watching you and your team. And I was like, I would have never thought to do that. I would have never thought that is a great idea. You just true professional. You do everything to such a great degree. So if you ever feel like somebody's like what you're doing doesn't matter, or if you ever wonder if it matters, it matters. Oh, it matters a lot. There are people watching you and learning from everything you do.
Karen, thank you so much.
Bags to the introductions. And I will tell you, for those listening, I signed up to be at Amberlee's event. I paid to be a regular person. And then I was like, how can I help? How can I serve? What do you need? Because I loved her and selfishly just wanted to be around her more. But also I put on events. I know how much it takes. And
it's no joke.
It is no joke.
It's like it was bigger than anything I've ever done. Bigger than I've been married 3 times and bigger than a wedding I've had.
Yeah, no, but either not, you don't have all the little pieces.
Months and months of planning and back and forth and with speakers. And then I have all my mastermind members that are new in the mastermind. Throughout the year, I teach them how to put together a presentation. And then I don't just teach them how to put together a presentation. I then give them a platform. So I give them the stage. And I let them go on stage and shine bright and share their story. But, and I have them do like a 5-minute talk because I started out my very first talk, the very first like break I had stage that I got to speak on was a 5-minute talk. And they're like, 5 minutes, that's it. I'm like, 5 minutes, that's what you get. And that's what I got when I started. And that's what you're getting. And you've got 5 minutes to make an impression. And it's harder to put together a 5-minute talk than it is a 45-minute talk. So I was like, if you can master this 5, you're good to go. But just organizing, you know.
Yes.
So the 22 speakers I had, 22 by with the VIP and the regular day. And I know you've got a lot of speakers at your event as well. So
yeah, I was just thinking that, yeah, I have 18 and 2 days. And so I learned so much from you. Obviously, we're still refining and all of that, but just thank you for being that example for all of us. But in this moment for me, thank you for just raising the bar and showing me what's possible by how you treat and love. And I think every single, I'm going to wrap it us up with this. I shared it on social, but it was so impactful to me. Every single person you spoke to, you gave them your full attention. And Amberly has a way of making you feel like you are the most important person in that moment. Even if you get 30 seconds, you have her whole attention. So if I could share anything with our rock moving community, it's to be intentional with your attention and your time and your heart, because your words were laser focused at each and every person that waited in line to hug you after that event. Mm. I watched it. I was like a little sponge watching, like, watch, she's going to do it again. Watch, she's going to do it again. Watch, she's going to, like, aww, every single person, you did it. Aww. You gave your whole heart, your whole attention, and it was beautiful to watch.
Well, thank you. And I have to say, that post, I was blown away by your kind words. I saved that post. No, I copied and pasted your words and put them in my notes. That's how kind. Aww. Oh, no, I'm not even kidding you. I am not even kidding you. Like, I have it in my notes. If I can just show you, like, that's how much it meant to me. It's right here. And you say, if you follow me, you know that I mean what I say. Change happens when you're willing to step out of your comfort zone and get into the room.
Yep, that's my name.
And it goes on. It meant so much to me that I copied and saved your words and I put them in my phone so I can read that, because it meant that much to me. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for sharing that back. We never know what our words and our thoughts are going to do for someone.
You just never know. And people ask me all the time, they're like, I want to make an impact, or I want to make a difference. I'm like, then just keep sharing your message. Get out there and keep sharing your message. And I tell people, you know, I got my TED Talk because somebody found me on Instagram, and they weren't just watching what I was posting. They were looking at the way the comments and how I was responding to other people. They were going through and reading.
Yeah.
And they sent me a DM, and I booked a TEDx talk through a DM on Instagram. So you can't wait to be discovered. You just got to get out there and ask how you can serve and what you can do to be of service. And I think that when we are of service to others and supportive of their success, that's where fulfillment really lies. That's where we really find that fulfillment.
I love that. Well, I can't think of a better way to wrap up our show then with that comment. And thank you so much for sharing your time with us today and for who you are in my life now. I can't imagine my life without an Amberly logo in it.
Oh,
and I know everybody needs to know you. So thank you for coming on here and allowing me to share you with my world.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you soon.
I know. And sharing you with our event. So the event, I'll post it in the comments, but it's June 7th and 8th. In the Dallas, Texas area in Irving. And Amberly is going to be our keynote on Friday night, June 7th. And you're just going to get more of what you heard today and then some, because she is amazing live and on stage. And it's just going to be such a great event. So please join us if you can. Amberly, thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
Keep being unstoppable and just keep sharing your light, because the world needs more Amberly.
Oh, thank you, Karen. Thank you so much.
I hope that you loved this episode as much as I did having the conversation with my dear friend, Amberly Lago. I trust that you see how amazing she is as well, and that you're going to want to go and check out her website, her mastermind, her podcast, and learn more about this amazing, unstoppable woman who is just so, so, so impactful and blessing to my world. Now, I want to thank you for joining us, for listening in, and for always being such a support to the Rock community. Now, please go, if you will, and like, comment, share, and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. On the Apple, you can leave a review. Would love and appreciate that so, so much. As you know, that's how other people find us. So if you found value in this and want to help others find it too, please leave a comment, a review. And if you're listening to this or watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment and please subscribe so that you don't miss an episode, because we have an amazing season 5 coming next, and the rest of season 4's episodes are just as impactful. Now, if you're on social media and we're not already connected, please go over to Coach Karen Gray on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You can find me on all of those platforms. Would love to connect with you there. If you're interested in being a guest on the podcast or having me as a guest on yours, would love to know more about that as well. And if you'd like to know more about how you can get to know me better, work with me, or have me speak, please reach out to me at karen@coachkarengray.com. That's where we can connect. That's how we can interact. And that's where you can find me. So until then, keep moving those rocks, one rock at a time. Be blessed. See you next time.